in the wood houses.
It was not aware that most people, you know, who live outside the coastal area think that a hurricane is a terrible disaster, but I found out that these people on the coast don't seem to leave, don't seem to bother them.
And they'll have maybe everything destroyed and turn around and come back the next rebuild and so forth. But the reason the year that we had so many killed in Miami when that hurricane came in there, they were not prepared for it. And the houses were not taken care of. They didn't use the shutters. And now if you go down on the east coast and down and through there, you'll find that most of the people, and when they leave their home in the summertime, they'll use the wooden shutters to close the windows off of their homes. And they're prepared for the hurricane season when they come in.
Most people on Santa Rosa Beach and up at Apalachicola, why? They just sit there at home.
My husband, of course, he had heard all these wild tales about hurricanes and all, and he thought, oh, when he came to Florida the first time they were announcing the hurricane was coming through, it kind of worried him. We were over in Orlando, my mother was going through surgery the next morning after the hurricane came through that night, and of course we had gone over there to spend the night, and woke up the next morning. He said, where's the hurricane? I said, it passed through during the night. He said, you didn't wake me? He said, I'm scared to death. I said, I wanted to see it. He slept right through it. After he'd been through a couple of hurricanes, he said, well, I'd take a hurricane any day than to a tornado, because you don't have any warnings with those, but a hurricane, there's no need in anyone. Of course, if the wind comes through and the strong winds, it blows trees down in your power line, and that's where most of them are. If you don't have sufficient, the roof isn't anchored sufficiently, it blows and things like that. And trailers, of course, there's nothing there to withstand the wind, so you can understand why trailers would go.
Yeah, in Alabama, that's a big controversy. Legislation come up because of so many tornadoes hit, well, they just tear those trailers up in no time. They're not anchored down and blow them away.
Well, I know the year before, in May, before my husband died in July, we went down to the Keys. We went down the west coast of Florida and down to Key West and then came back up the east coast. And we were just amazed, and we could not believe what we saw down on the Keys. They'd come in and pump this rock and all, and just nothing, no trees or anything, and just one trailer right after the other. And of course, if the hurricane comes through, those trailers don't have a chance with the wind blowing against them.
As I understand, a lot of the older people who come down and retire, you move in trailers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we have too many. It really isn't. I really don't approve of it. Of course, I realize that it's a cheap housing for them, but if they're coming here to retire, they should sell out and build here, because it's hurting the state of Florida really. We're really being hurt because so many of these trailers here, they come and stay in the summer months where they don't spend much and then go back in the north. I mean, come down here in the wintertime and go back up there in the summertime, and we really, they don't spend that much. But, and then they come down, and then all of this protection, we've got to give them extra protection and so forth like that. So it really, you can see how it's using up so much of our land, and we're just getting so many people coming to Florida every day. I don't know where they're going to put them all.
Yeah, at least for that, I think they're going pretty rapidly.
Oh, yes. Just,
I see the problem.
And so many retirees. Now, you take, for instance, Hawthorne. I don't know whether you've been out to see Hawthorne. It's by Colonial Penn. It's a big corporation, and most of those people there are people, doctors and lawyers and administrators, you know, people with money that have retired, and it's a beautiful community out there, and they have their own facilities and everything else, but they don't give back to the community as much as the community has to put out for them. So this really, and as far as taxes and our schools, we don't have the money to run our schools and so forth.
Yeah, that's a real
problem.